Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Today is a good day. Why? Because it is Oscar season's birthday, y'all. So blessed be to me. Today is also a good day because I got to see the long-awaited sequel to the comedic masterpiece Pitch Perfect. The Bellas are back. However, after Fat Amy accidentally shows her hoo-ha to the president, girl, I have been there. The Bellas are on probation. Their only hope for reinstatement is to compete in the World A Cappella Championships and win, which might be difficult because everybody be hating on the U.S. and Sturf. Their biggest competition comes in the form of the beautifully leather-clad German team Da Sound Machine. The Bellas need to harmonize and find their own sound if they are going to win. Oh, Lord, child, in life, very rarely do sequels exceed our expectations and are able to surpass the bar set by the first film. I can really only think of two: Terminator 2, Judgment Day, and Problem Child 2. Otherwise, sequels tend to suck beyond the telling of it. Pitch Perfect was a choir full of aka awesome comedy that had me rolling around in my chair and smacking my thigh in glee. Well, not my thigh, my date's thigh. I bruised like a summer fruit. The humor was spot on, the callbacks to the first movie were exquisite, and they did what I hoped they would do. They added more singing, y'all. However, like a gay fashion designer with ADD, Pitch Perfect could have benefited from some editing. It toes that line of too much, and at times made me question its perfectness. However, I give Pitch Perfect 2 4.5 X's out of 5. They had the Green Bay Packers singing, y'all. I got all of my Midwestern dreams come true.